keys to a successful recruiting month. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number bonus. Yes, it's episode number 54. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast and also broadcasting on Facebook Live. Good evening to you as we turn the calendar into August. Okay, now we talked about summer recruiting. We got to be thinking about the fall, and this is what I call your swing month. From summer to fall, it's also your swing month of recruiting. I'm recording the episode number 54 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This is a bonus episode, usually released every Tuesday. You can go back and listen to previous episodes, but you can always count on one being released every Tuesday. But hey, it's in between. So releasing one today on Wednesday. Tomorrow's a big day because it's the release of my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, Complete College Recruiting Roadmap for High School Athletes and Parents. Been looking forward to that. And that releases on Thursday. Now, if you're on Facebook Live right now, of course, it's Tuesday. It releases in 2 days. If you're listening on the podcast, it releases tomorrow. So again, that I got everybody confused. Thursday, August 3rd. It's coming right up. Well, as we have hit this month, one of the things I wanted to address is the whole thing about the beginning of a month, and I thought it'd be great to talk about the what we can do over the next 30 days to really enhance and make successful your recruiting process. I call it a recruiting campaign because it really is. If you're a student athlete, then yeah, you got to get out there and you got to campaign to college coaches. Parents, it may sound kind of strange to you, but yeah, you've got a campaign. Your son or daughter needs to campaign. You need to help them out in this. I've referred to this before. You can't just let it happen because it won't happen and you won't get any votes. So you got to get out there. Run a clean campaign, okay? Of course. But we're talking about the recruiting campaign that's successful. And what I mean by that is that you're getting a response from college coaches. There's interest. They are coming to you either by phone, in person, by email, by text, but they are showing interest in you, and this thing is rolling. So you're having a successful recruiting campaign, a successful recruiting process, and that's what we want to talk about. If you're listening to this and it's already past August 1st, hey, we got one day on it. You're listening on August 2nd or later when it's posted, or maybe you're listening later on down the road. You may be listening, say, in November, maybe November 4th. Well, what I want you to do is just take this opportunity to say, what am I going to do this month? Whether I've got 30 days left, whether I got 25, whether I've got 15, what am I going to do this month? If you have less than 15 days, I would maybe wait till you turn the calendar over into the next month. But that's what you want to be thinking about. What can I do this month by month end? There's something about deadlines that motivate us. There's something about, yeah, the end of the month, man, we got to get this done by the end of the month. And as I record this and as I'm Facebook Living it, it's August. So what are you going to do in August to make this a successful recruiting month? That's what I want to address. And of course, I've got some things to suggest to you. I like to go in groups of three or five. And in this episode, in this broadcast, I've got three things to bring to you, three things to bring to you so you can make this a successful month. I've got notes here. And then when I'm done with this, what I want to share with you is an excerpt from the book, which is something really key. It's all about full rides and partial rides and, you know, which sports are available for full rides. How do you get that? How do you know which sport is which? And some of the challenges that coaches are up against that will affect you and the kind of scholarship that you have an opportunity to get. So I want to drill home in that after I go through these 3 points. So the first thing you want to do is review and update your list of schools. If you know me, I encourage you to make a list of 40 to 50 schools that you can put yourself out to as a student athlete. And parents, you work with your son or daughter in this and come up with a list of at least 40 to 50. You know, cast your net wide is what I like to say. That's really key if you want to catch some fish, which is what you're doing in this. Really, you're kind of going fishing. so to speak. We got to cast your net wide if you expect to get some response and some results. So the first thing you want to do is review and update your list of schools. I don't know the last time you did that. Maybe you've never even done it before. Maybe you are just now getting a list of schools together. Well, here are some things that you can be following and things that you could do as you review and update this list of schools that are on your key list of schools you want to put yourself out to. First, you want to do is you want to say, is this current? I mean, there are some schools I need to add that I've been thinking about, that we've been thinking about as a family. Are there some I need to pull off that list because there's no interest on my part? I haven't seen any interest on the coach's part. And it's kind of it's a deadweight school. It's just not in your zone now. It's not on your target. So pull that off. Go through your list one school at a time and evaluate whether this is a current list or not. This is a current school or not. Pull some off, put some on, and let's get a good starting point as we start the month in this 30-day plan of what you can do to make this a successful recruiting month. So here we are on day number one. Is it current? And then the next thing you want to do with this list is you want to prioritize it. Maybe you go like A, B, and C. Okay, what are my A-list schools? And so you got maybe 10 A-list schools and cut off there. Where are my Bs? You maybe got 20 B-list schools and the rest are C-list. And you just want to decide how you're going to determine whether those are A, B, or C. Some of it's just intuitive. Others is which schools are really showing an interest in you at this point, if that is the case. Which schools are you really wanting to pursue? Maybe there's three schools in there that are within 100 miles of where you live, and you're saying, I really, really prefer to be close to home, but not too close to home. You know, maybe the 100-mile mark is about right. So you want to be close to home, or you want to be in state. You know, what are those factors that really make these schools that are your A schools priority schools for you? So you're not looking at a list of 40 or 50 or 60, and you're confused, and you want to get things right as you start the month, and this is a good time of year to do that. So prioritize your schools A, B, and C, and if you want to prioritize them 1 to 40 or whatever you have on your list, go ahead and do that. That might be a little too much of a prioritization. That could be a little micro-prioritizing. I prefer the A, B, and C of schools that you want to go ahead and keep on your list there and prioritize them. So that's the first thing. You want to review and update your list of schools. Another thing that you want to do, just might want to add to that, is in this process, go in there and see if you have all the communication updated with the college coaches. You may have been writing on slips of paper, post-its. Sometimes I send emails to myself in order to remember to log that somewhere and just to remind myself of something. And maybe you got off a conversation with a college coach and you just quickly wrote an email to yourself, or a parent, you wrote an email to your son or daughter, or athlete, you wrote one to your parents, just say, I got to log this somewhere, but you never did put it on your master sheet of communication with the schools. So make sure all the communication is up to date. That's really key. You want to start fresh here. You want to hit the ground running, but let's make sure we're coming out of the starting blocks correctly in the right position with the right information. Okay. So that's really key. So that's the first point. Once again, review and update your list of schools. Second thing that you want to do to have a successful recruiting month is this. You want to have a 30-day plan. You got to have tracks to run on. You don't want to be a runaway train. You got to know where you're going. You got to know what that plan is. If you're saying, well, you know, it's the fifth of the month before I'm finally getting this, well, get a 25-day plan together, or get a 20-day plan together, 15-day plan, no matter where you're at from now till the end of the month. The key is you have a plan and you've got tracks to run on. Otherwise, it's just random. You're doing things random and there is no priority of the actions that you're taking. So get yourself on a 30-day plan. First thing you want to have a part of that plan is, what is your communication strategy in the next 30 days? What is your communication strategy? Are you going to call schools? Are you going to email some schools? Are you going to maybe visit a couple schools or one school? What is the plan that you have here in this month, by month end, that you're going to implement towards this 30-day plan or this one-month plan or this 25-day plan? But what is your communication strategy? I would even suggest that you take your list that you've already refreshed. You take your list and you go ahead and on that list, just write next to the name of the school and in your notes, mail, email, call, visit. Just have that in there. It's amazing when you write things down how that increases your commitment level and it makes you act and do things. Second thing you want to do is you want to review your profile. Hey, it's nighttime here. I've said a lot of words today already. So review your profile or your resume and make sure it's up to date. So you got your list that's up to date. You want to make sure your profile is up to date. If you got additional stats to add in there, maybe a summer season that you're finishing, tournaments, showcases, you may have some SAT scores that you haven't updated that you can add to that. Go through that and make sure all the information is correct on your profile. You may even want to change your headline on the profile that grabs the coach's attention because you had something outstanding that you've done this summer. Make sure that profile is completely up to date, okay? Because you may not look at it again for a few months. This is a great time to do it. Before school starts, before all the action happens, if you're in a fall sport, before practice, hey, make sure that you got a profile that's up to date. So you got your list up to date and your profile up to date. So review it. And the third thing you want to do is set goals. Maybe that's even before you have your communication strategy in order. But you want to set the goals. And I suggest three areas that you want to set goals in. What are your athletic goals? What are your athletic goals in the next 30 days? How are you going to become a better athlete? Think about that. Stretch yourself. You might have a 30, 60, and 90-day goals. Or maybe from here to the end of the year, your goals as an athlete, but set those out. Secondly, as you think about the start of the school year, what are your academic goals? Academics play a huge role in your athletic scholarship prospects. You are going to be matched up with other recruits, and the coach is going to look at your athletic ability and your academic standing, test scores, grade point average, all those things. So don't move yourself down the list with poor academics. What are your academic goals? Do you have a GPA goal that you're shooting for? Think about it. What are your academic goals coming up in this semester? And then third, what are your personal goals? Are you going to be doing some things that will help you stay in better shape? You're going to eat better? You're going to rest more? I don't know. What are some personal goals that you can set that will make you more effective as a person that will really have an effect on your athletics and academics? What are you going to do personally? For me, I love donuts. I've always loved donuts. I've got to give up donuts. You can't quite see down here. I'm kind of sucking it in right now. I got a little bit extra down there because I've had too many donuts. And I don't know about you, but I cannot burn calories like you as a student athlete can burn. Because I used to burn off all those calories. In any case, what are your personal goals in this 30-day plan or 25-day plan? Athletic, academic, and personal. So the first two things and the key to a successful recruiting month, and we wanted to really hit this as we start things here in August, is review and update your list of schools. Are they current? Run through that. Secondly, 30-day plan or 25-day plan or 20-day plan. Make sure you get those goals in there. Got one more thing to share with you that's really important that pulls all this together. And after that, I want to give you a little bit of an excerpt from the book which releases on Thursday, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook that's coming out, because I think this is key and you need to. It'll give you some perspective as you look ahead to this year, as you think about athletic scholarships and where your sport fits in. So I want to pull just a quick couple minutes that will help you in that. The third thing you want to do in order to make this successful is this. You want to calendar your goals, your communications, all these things we've talked about here. Your 30-day plan is only a plan that can be acted on when you calendar it, when it is there. What are you going to do and when are you going to do it? So get out a calendar. Write it on that day you're going to do something, or the end of this week, or what is it that it makes it real? It really brings it home. It's only theory. It's only words on a page until you calendar it and say, I am going to act on it. You know why? Because calendars are deadlines for us. And you can objectively say whether you have truly followed through on the goals and plans that you have, this 30-day plan in this month of August, or whenever you might be listening to the podcast. Yeah, you Facebook Live folks, you're watching now. If you're watching live, hey, we're got the first one. You got 31 days, a full 31 days to make this happen. So calendar it. Put it down. Make sure it's real. Parents, work with your son or daughter. Athlete, work with your parents. Let's work. This is teamwork, and this is one of those things that you can do together. So that's the third thing. Calendar it. It makes it real. Okay, now I want to, as I promised, wanted to bring something home to you here that I think is important for this time of year, as you really take stock of the upcoming year and what your goals and plans might be as a student athlete, as a parent, as a family, in pursuing that athletic scholarship. And this is it. The idea that we think oftentimes that every one of our scholarships we're shooting for, all the scholarships are full rides, and that's not the case. Not all schools, not all sports have full ride scholarships. In fact, it's just the opposite. And what I wanted to, there's two terms that you might hear out there. One is headcount sports, and the other is equivalency sports. Headcount sports are those full ride scholarships. Like in men's sports, it's football and basketball are headcount sports. They offer full scholarships and only full scholarships, an all or nothing kind of thing. And these are the money sports. These are the sports you hear about all the time. So you're thinking, man, so-and-so got a full ride. And you think every sport offers full rides. Then you've got your equivalency sports. And what those are is where coaches divide up whatever their limit on scholarships is, and they divide it among the athletes. So you got some that get room and board, you got some that get tuition, get some that get books. Man, they've got to really work through that. And it's all a math game. And in these sports where it's equivalency, very rarely do you see full rides. So before I get into exactly what these numbers are per sport, both men's and women's sports, I came across this this figure. It's in the book too. The average NCAA Division I scholarship awarded is $14,270. D2 is $5,548. And on the NAIA side, it's $6,603. I got that off scholarshipstats.com. So real money out there, and you could get some of that. Let me quickly go through how many scholarships are available first on the men's side. All right. And you'll see that, so for the men's side, 11.7 scholarships for baseball. Basketball is 13. Cross country and track and field, 12.6. You see, you're dividing that up. Fencing, 4.5. Now, football is 85. Golf, 4.5. Gymnastics, 6.3. Ice hockey, 18. Lacrosse, 12.6. Rifle, 3.6. Did you know that? Skiing, 6.3. Of those schools that offer skiing, I don't think University of Florida has a ski team. Hey, I may be wrong, but I just don't think they do. Soccer, 9.9. Same for swimming and diving. Tennis, 4.5. Volleyball, 4.5. Water polo, 4.5. And wrestling, 9.5. On the women's side, number of scholarships available in basketball, this is D1, by the way, 15, beach volleyball, 6, bowling, 5, cross country / track and field, 18, equestrian, 15, fencing, 5, field hockey, 12, golf, 6, gymnastics, 12, ice hockey, 18, lacrosse, 12, rowing, 20 scholarships, women, rugby, 12 scholarships, Skiing, 7. Soccer, 14. Softball, 12. Swimming and diving, 14. Tennis, 8. Triathlon, 5.5. 12 for volleyball and 8 for water polo. So, and in the book, I go through which ones are headcount sports and which ones are equivalency. For instance, these are headcount sports. Football, this is D1. Basketball, that's men's and women's. Tennis for women only. Gymnastics for women only. And volleyball, women only. This is D1. And I've got details in the book, but I wanted to give you some free stuff here. Free information to get your August going, or whenever you might be listening to this podcast, wherever you might be. Hopefully this was helpful to you. So I wanted to give you, take a chunk of a year, 30 days, and see what you can do to set those goals, have a plan, clean up your list, clean up your profile, do those things that give you a fresh start. And it doesn't really matter when you do this. If you say, hey, I'm doing the 15th of the month to the 15th of the month next month, that's okay. But something about a calendar month that really gives us a deadline that's key. So 15th to 15th may not be great. But there are times in this marathon called recruiting and shooting for an athletic scholarship that we need a fresh start. We need not a do-over, but at least let's get the starting line chalked out again. And I want to take off again on this, and I just need a fresh start. Just took a little bit of off season in the recruiting, and I need a fresh start here. So this is a good place to start to get your fresh start. A couple things I want to mention here. First thing is, those who are watching on Facebook Live, make sure you check out the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You can get that on my website, recruitme.com, or with your Apple Podcast app on your iPhone or iPad. You can subscribe there to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. If you have an Android, then just go ahead and use Stitcher. That's one of them that I recommend. And make sure you run over to my website to get the free download, which I've been offering, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. It's a great primer to start with, and you'll be looking for the new book to come out on August 3rd. That's this Thursday, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. Well, that's it for this Facebook Live. That's it for this episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. We come on every Tuesday, but this was a bonus episode. Take care.